What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is September 24th. It is not the list and your boy. It is officially titled The List and Not Your Boy. I am joined by LOL. It's Kate, as you see by this crudely produced overlay I did. Kate,
I'm
how you doing?
Jimmy.
and here's the thing. Despite all my travel woes, Kate still hasn't made it out of the New York area.
No, this was a little more intentional, but I was not in an airport for like 10 hours. I am at my sister's, though. There's this beautiful shot of New York in the background. But that is why I sound different and echoey, probably.
No, you
and
sound good.
Look as bright as I normally do. But I feel bright on the inside because we've had so much great wrestling this week, Sean.
It's the emo lighting, Kate.
That's my hair is everywhere.
Well, mine is. I'm not even going to try to fix it for you guys. I'm sorry. But this show brought to you by our friend Destiny FOMO, as you see up there at the top. Go to twitter.com/DestinyFOMO. Give her a follow. She is a wonderful girl, a wrestling fan, a gamer, has a lot of great gaming content. But you can find all of her links at twitter.com/DestinyFOMO. She helped show me around New York this week. She even bought me pizza. I told her I felt like the Young Bucks with Masa. Like, she not only sponsored my show, but she bought me pizza too.
My goodness.
I was amazed by it.
I gotta say, because you posted it, I feel like she didn't buy you maybe the best New York pizza.
No, we went to Lulu's.
Oh, okay.
Everybody was like Sbarro, whatever the hell that is. And I even tweeted, I was like, wow, I post one piece of New York pizza and everybody turns into Tony D'Angelo. And here's the funny thing. Ross Berman quote tweeted it and he said, you know they're doing bad with him because he's supposed to be from Chicago. And yeah. I definitely thought he was from New York. But there
well,
you go.
Well, last week he said he did, his family did business up and down the Atlantic. So yeah. I don't know, maybe his business is just in multiple places. I don't know what that is, but
we've got people sending in chats. Get your super chats in. If you want your question or statement read on the air, please leave a thumbs up, subscribe. PW Outsider says, Denise is your girl, but Kate is not your boy. Yes, I couldn't call it The List and Your Girl because that's me and Denise's show. So it is just The List and not your boy. Even though I am supposed to be your boy, I haven't used that in 3 years. And when Jimmy came up with the name of the show, I said, Jimmy, that's a terrible name. Please don't do it. This bit's not going to last that long. And he kept it. And now we've got a show that's like 225 episodes deep.
I could be your tall girl.
You could be. You were shockingly tall.
I'm 5'8".
I was very surprised.
You were upsettingly tall almost. You're 8'7", I think.
Yeah, I am very tall. But again, guys, Destiny FOMO is not tall. She was a shoot 4'10". Follow her on Twitter. She is the reason that we're able to bring you this show ad-free live at the very least. There will be ads on the audio edition. But, Kate, I went to New York. I was an overnight. I won't even get into my travel woes, but it was a nightmare getting out of there. But the city, well, I just want to say, I talked to somebody from WWE before this, and they go, so did you stay in Queens? Or, and I said, boy, did I ever stay in Queens. I stayed in the most Queens place ever. And the New Yorkers I was with, Demon Diva and Destiny, they let me know that I stayed in Queens. I went to a place called Ass Plaza. It was actually Assy Plaza, but it said Ass Plaza, so I was very happy about that.
Was Billy Gunn there?
He was not. It was very unfortunate.
That's upsetting. You should have been able to do a Billy Gunn interview there.
I know, but we did Arthur Ashe. Well, we didn't do Arthur Ashe. We attended a show at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Sorry, Arthur. That was a blast. I really think they should have probably done an hour of Rampage before Dynamite and then an hour after. But also, maybe they shouldn't have, because as Danielson and Omega started, there were still tons of people at the concessions. People weren't settled in, even though AEW was like, please get here early. People did not get there early, Kate.
No. Well, and you only open the doors at a certain time, right? So yes. I missed all of Elevation, which was kind of annoying because I'm from this area. So there was talent I wanted to see on the card.
A lot of them was hot.
Yeah. So that was, I was waiting for, I have to shout out Cass for this. I was in concessions for all of Elevation and I was about three people in line deep 3 minutes before the start of the show. And I was like, I'm bailing. I am not missing Brian Danielson's music hitting or a second of that match. I was supposed to get like my whole group of people, like just waters. Yes. And Cass was like, go, I'll get you waters. And he brought our whole group waters. Man. Thank you, Cass, for Body Slam. But
and by the way, if you are an arena that still makes your concessions pour water into a cup, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you suck.
You suck. And you don't have drink carriers. If you do that, you suck.
Yeah.
I was in Cincy 2 weeks ago, and one concession stand did that, and the other one didn't. And I was like, what the hell? Like, why aren't we doing bottles here? Like, you all really afraid they're going to throw it or refill it or whatever? So lame. We've got Ryan Sullivan says, Sean asked Kate why she refused to introduce you to her friends. What game is she playing? Kate, you were in line for concessions when I met you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I was down in the not 100 section. Oh. And when I went up that elevator, it was like District 9 in the Hunger Games. You all were like fighting. You were like fighting for a scrap of hot dogs. You all wanted like one like salt piece from a pretzel or something. You all were reaching for it. The line upstairs went all around. You didn't know where it started or when it ended. It was
crazy.
It was wild.
Merch line was even worse. So God bless him. But to answer Ryan's question, I like my job, so I wasn't going to introduce my boss to you. Anybody else?
Ryan says Cass is a golden god. He saved my night with water. Cass is great. Cass from Body Slam. Big shout out to him. Chris Rain says, tall Kate. Hey, I mean, if you guys want to send us super chats about that, I'm all for it. Hannah does. One of our great moderators says, how is 5'8 shockingly tall, but 5'7 is extremely short? I feel like I had some more frame of reference for Hannah because I've seen like I've seen her post stuff for years and years and years, and I haven't known Kate as long. So then when I go and see Kate and I can immediately tell that you're not wearing heels or anything like so many other people do, I'm like, whoa, you're really tall. I was very shocked by that.
I am. That wasn't like with boots on height. That wasn't my listed height. I'm a 5'7¾", pal.
Dante says, shout out to Britt Baker, who always finds the camera. So I haven't watched it back on TV yet. I'm going to try to watch a Grand Slam back this week. I heard some people say that like maybe they were disappointed in that match. I thought it was good live. Everything live was pretty solid or pretty good. Yeah. There were a couple spots here and there, but outside of Danielson Omega, what stood out to you?
Oh, man. Trying to not mix up my Rampage card.
I mean, you can mention the match, just don't mention the result, because we'll be back here talking about a show that we were there for
tonight, making every inside joke that I can. I liked the women's match a lot. I think I understand what people are saying, but anything that was going to follow Kenny and Danielson, and I think the ending being what it was, I think people were going to be like, well, why didn't that main event?
Yes.
I thought the women's match was great. I understand why people had their complaints about it because it was just a lot slower paced, but I like seeing that in the women's matches because I think a lot of times when things were getting sloppy, it was because a lot of stuff was rushed. I thought this was a great story to tell because I thought they were just kind of beating the crap out of each other methodically, and that's what Ruby Soho and Britt Baker should be doing, main eventing. So I loved that. And then on Rampage, I really liked Punk and Hobbs. And
it's good.
I mean, the main event with Eddie Kingston closing out the show, like I was just marking out a lot.
it was a good Rampage as well. I feel like I don't know if that needed to be 2 hours. I don't know if tonight's Rampage needed to be 2 hours. Somebody said that the boys' Twitter reposted Cody's entrance, which is great. And JD says, SRS, are you Homelander too with those colors? Cody is Homelander enough for me. So that line actually came from an AEW wrestler that I talked to. And they said, Cody thinks he's Homelander. or thinks he's Captain America, but he's Homelander. For those who don't know, Homelander is a Captain America-esque superhero, and he thinks that he's like this great guy, but he's really a piece of shit. And I mean Cody Rhodes, the character, not Cody Reynolds, the human. The character is oblivious. And I think that is the character, Kate. We're going to talk a little bit more about Grand Slam. He got booed hard. And I loved it because we got it. And you know how I know that Cody knows? Because he's doing this.
Yeah.
He's milking it. So he knows. This is supposed to happen.
This is so much supposed to happen. Brandy's interactions in the match also made me think that they knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
There's a few things here. I guess people are burnt out on the Cody thing. That's fine. I don't get the narrative that he puts himself over all the time. You're allowed to not like him. Yeah. He's constantly putting other people over. He won against DeGogo, but that was clearly supposed to be a bigger feud till he got injured. So I don't know what people's complaint about that specific thing is. I think it's really hard not to root for Malakai Black because he's so cool. So I think that's part of why Cody's been getting booed here. But they completely knew this was going to happen. The way the match was structured, Malakai Black is just so interesting that it's you can't boo that guy even though you're supposed to. And New York is like not that different from Philly where it's more a heel town or whatever. So they were completely aware that this was going to be the case. Some of the stuff Brandy was doing in the match, like, I don't know, flicking someone off does not feel super like face behavior. And everybody was saying that, like, he gave this interview where he was saying he would never turn heel again. And I was like, yeah, he also gave an interview saying he was never going to use the Rhodes name again. And here we are. So
he does it all the time. Days before he used the Rhodes name, he said, oh, well, I got that because on Go Big Show, it's a lot easier to say Cody Rhodes and people identify with that than just say Cody. It's like, all right, you can't take everything that he says about like in these interviews at complete face value. Like he's a worker ultimately. And I agree with you. He puts people over. He put over MJF. He put over Brody Lee in a squash. He put over Malakai Black in a squash. He's put over all kinds of people.
Darby Allin. Everybody.
We have a bunch of super chats in. Jay Shell says, Cody turned me off from the Ogogo promo. Buddy, is that ever understandable? That is certainly understandable. Yeah, that sure is.
And you cannot like Cody. Like who you like, don't like who you don't like. But like just factually, he does not put himself over. He loses on every pay-per-view.
I completely understand that and agree with that. Brandon Charles Powell says, I like the choice of main eventing with the women's title match. Makes it feel important. Yes, because the title was on the line, I'm so happy that main evented. Because the title wasn't on the line for Omega and Danielson. So I'm really glad. Boris says, what was the feel and the atmosphere in the building right as the bell rang for KO and Bryan Danielson? There was like this... Like you can almost feel like a warmth, like a heat in the crowd. It was special. Like everybody in the AEW crowd wants everything to succeed, so the environment is better. But how was it up there in District 9, Kate?
Wow! First of all, our seats were great. They just weren't.
Every seat was good in that place.
Second of all, I turned to my friend and I said, "This does not feel like free TV." That was the only way I could put it. Like it felt like a really important pay-per-view. Like it felt SummerSlammy or maybe not Mania-y. That might be a little extra, but it did not feel like a Wednesday night opening match at all. People were very aware that this is a dream match and very aware, I feel like, that 3 years ago, this wasn't a thing that anybody thought was going to happen. So just very intense excitement.
And I do believe that we all kind of figured that a draw was coming. I think we all knew that.
I thought so. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We had Stuplexer saying, Omega Danielson was the first pro wrestling match I ever saw live. What an unbelievable night of wrestling in NYC. Thank you, SRS Kate, and the entire Fightful team that you put the work in. I met a fella at, I can't remember what the place was we were at, but his name was Noel, and he was, you could tell he was very shy, but he came up and said hi to us, said he watched Fightful, and he's like, tonight's my first wrestling show ever that I've ever been to. And I'm like, oh boy, are you in for a good one.
That rules.
Kim C says, so I wasn't crazy to compare Cody to NXT Bo Dallas. Way more entertaining, better in the ring, better overall. I mean, I can see some of the comparisons, sure, but I think that's discounting Cody. Josh says, the Agogo promo turned me off, Cody. It did a lot of people, it sounds like. But man, we've got all kinds of good super chats about this show. Mike JC says, show was awesome live. Had to work and took the train home from Long Island. So I got there at 7:30 on the dot. Didn't get home till almost 3 a.m. So I'm glad that, well, hopefully you've got to watch it back on TV too, because I have not gotten to. But it was adorable when people are like, oh, it's so easy, Sean. Just take this train or the subway or this. And I'm like, guys, I have ridden a horse more times than I have ridden a subway or a train. Like, it is not a thing here to ride. Like, we have buses, that's it, and we got one bus that goes between counties, that's it.
It is a wildly complex train system. I lived here for 7 years, so it was very easy for me, but I understand the overwhelming, like, it's, you look at a map and you're like, it's a lot of dots and colors and numbers and I don't know where any of them go. It's a lot.
Thank you to Greg House for this generous super chat, especially considering that exchange rate is very favorable for us. He says, hi guys, working so I can't watch live, so I'll catch it later. Great content, gives me a boost in the week. Have a good weekend. Well, hopefully this isn't the only thing that'll give you a good boost this week. I'm doing a live Q&A on Fightful Select at some point this afternoon. I don't know when, but I'm fitting it in. I dropped the Figure Hall podcast today. Me and Kate will have a short List Goes On podcast after this. We got plenty of content, but the big story I'm breaking today on Fightful Select, I've been working on this this story between the relationships between WWE, USA, Fox. I'm dropping the Fox aspect of that today, including news on an LA show coming up soon for WWE, meetings that Vince McMahon personally had, who he had them with, news about the draft. You want to subscribe for this story, Fightful Select.com. Frank Aguilera says, listing you, Kate. We should have been listing you. I thought about doing listing you skaters, but I think that people would have thought that we were actually talking about skating or something.
I gotta say, that last super chat was Greg House and there was an exchange rate. Did Dr. House super chat us? Was that Hugh Laurie?
I think it was.
That's the only reasonable explanation.
Tony says, thoughts on the maybe the women having a new title. And we also had JCL Nicole. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Message me, tell me I'm stupid if I'm not, so I can get it right. But do you think we'll get Ruby with the TBS belt first? I don't. What I think is they should have a person who has not challenged for the AEW women's title become the first champion. That way it doesn't look like it's lesser than. Or Thunder Rosa can have it because she hasn't challenged for that title necessarily, and she's beaten Britt Baker.
Yeah.
But Andrew Zarian, which I have not confirmed this yet, has stated there's going to be a TBS belt for the women. What do you think about this?
I thought it was going to be tag belts, so I'm a little bit surprised, but I am excited. I'm a little nervous because I feel like only in the past month they've gotten good at booking one belt. So that's concerning, but I've been rooting for... Rooting is a really nice word. I've been complaining a lot about the women's booking and them getting more screen time. So this seems like a positive step in that direction. I think Chris Statlander would be an awesome initial holder. I know she just lost, but that match was so outstanding. Thunder Rosa is another great one because, as you said, she beat Britt and she could just make it feel important so quickly. So I like that idea a lot.
I like this shout from Queen of the Ring. Our friend Alex put the TBS title on Jade Cargo, please and thank you. That's somebody who hasn't competed for the world title, has won virtually every one of her match. Matt J. Hendricks says Thunder Rosa challenged Sheeta for the title at All Out last year. Yeah, but since then, she's beaten Britt Baker, has not challenged for the title, and is seen as on the level. So that's what I mean there. But Jade Cargo, I think that's a great shout. I think that would be a good one. Even though she might not be ready in the ring.
Yeah.
She's one of those people. It's like whoever does beat her, they're going to be over big time and they'll get a belt along with it. Boris says some money for the pigeons. Oh, well, thank you so much. They got me home. And we've got Ryan Sullivan saying seeing Sting wrestle was awesome. He doesn't do just one or two moves. He goes hard and tries to deliver. Brandon Charles Powell says, Sting doing what he's doing at his age, just amazing. I don't know if FTR's plan was to have the NWO gear for Sting,
fact
that they did was an amazing touch. I love that. This was so good. Imagine being a 5-6-year-old watching Sting, and then in like 27, 28 years, you get to wrestle him on TNT.
Like, what?
And Sting's still good. Unreal.
Yeah. And that was an overwhelming thing I realized when I went to Newark too. And once again, at Arthur Ashe, what I get to see in an AEW show, like I got to see Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, Sting, Tony Schiavone. And for someone that got into wrestling older, like, that's crazy because that's the first time I'm seeing a lot of, like, these legends, too. So, like, I'd never seen Arn Anderson live. I'd never seen Sting live. So it's just crazy how many different styles and generations of wrestling you get in one taping.
And I loved – I mean, Sting is going at it. They're putting him in positions where he is made to look good. And I buy Sting as, like, the sort of Charles Bronson, the 70-year-old – dude who can still whip your ass somehow. I buy him for that because he's been protected the entire time I've ever seen him wrestle. So I somehow it works for me.
And not like a lot of nerve-wracking spots either.
Yes.
Like I wasn't shoot nervous for anything he was doing. Which
one day, one day he'll take a buckle bomb and it'll be a great story. Yes. Christian says, any news insight on AEW Grand Slam aftermath in Rochester? Pretty quiet card, but Brody Lee's hometown, assuming a tribute, but rumors of a surprise debut. Guys, I hear you every single time you all ask me, hey, have you heard about Bray Wyatt? Is he coming? Is he coming? This person said he's coming. I've not heard anything. I've not heard a peep about him coming yet. Haven't heard not a bit. They're very good at keeping these secrets, usually, but I haven't heard anything. Nope, not a bit. Jay Shell says, do you know why they're not promoting AEW Boston? I'll be going to my first non-WWE show. Hope it's not dead. When is that show? That'd be...
I think... So my theory is that they haven't talked about that a lot because it's right before Halloween. I think they're going to do a Halloween-themed thing and they'll probably promote it really heavily because I think that's like October 28th.
Yeah, that's over a month away. That's why they're not talking about that. They will get into that. They'll start pushing it in a couple weeks. Kieran George says, do you ever see Eddie Kingston holding a title in AEW? Yeah, I think he'll be a tag champion. I think eventually he'll be a singles champion and it'll be a big emotional moment. And he'll probably have a short run with that. But
yeah, he's tricky because he doesn't like need it. He's one of those guys that I'm like, I buy it. You're just here to kick everyone's butts. And that's great.
Charlie Davis says, I love that Brian is the guy to finally break Kenny out of Don's spell, even just a little bit. That's because Kenny Omega, at his core, is the greatest wrestler in the world. Kenny Omega, it's like his character knows he can get away with saying and doing so much of this silly shit because he knows how good he is in the ring. When I'll give you guys a good example, and maybe it's not one that you guys want to hear, but when Leo Rush was having a lot of his heat in WWE, I talked to somebody and they were like, well, one of the reasons why he was so difficult at that point is because he knew exactly how good he was. He knew he could talk. He knew he could wrestle. He knew how good he was. And nobody could say, well, you're not good at this. Because he'd be like, yeah, right. I know I'm good at this. That's Kenny Omega, like, multiplied a million times on screen. That's why he can get away with 69 Midan and all that.
Well, and even at the in the opening match, we saw him save Bryan Danielson from a countout, right? Like, I liked that storytelling because of what you just said. He's so good. He was like, yeah, come back in. I'm still going to beat you. Like, that works for him with who he is right now.
Hannah says, it's been almost 20 minutes and I've yet to praise her. Yeah, I said you're a great moderator, as you are. Sawyer sends a big super chat, says his Cody's 21 character is not the same Cody that bled with Dustin, had the epic TNT title run, or cut that hometown promo. I want to like him so much, but he's making it hard. Oh, that is by design, my friend. He is supposed to be doing this. This is exactly what he's aiming for, I think, at this point. I don't think it was, but I think it is. And I think a lot of the internet heat about the Cody-verse and all that has played into it. I think he's increasingly more self-aware, Kate.
I couldn't agree more. And I feel like that's been very evident because when Malachi Black was kicking his block off of him, it was always right before he was launching into like a Cody-verse promo. And I feel like people didn't really pick up on that enough that he would be like, you know, in this world, and then Malachi Black would go kick his head off. So I feel like he knows that. And I feel like Brandy coming back when she did is not a coincidence. And I feel like him giving those interviews isn't a coincidence. I think as careful as they always are with this stuff, the handwriting is on the wall. And everybody loves Malachi. They're very good at using organic stuff to work into their heel turns and face turns, I feel like.
B. Eric says, I was there at Arthur Ashe. It was an amazing experience. I also saw you at the show, but I was too shy to say hi. Maybe next time. Always say hi. We love meeting you guys. Big shout out to Jeff for sending a super sticker that did not show up here. But we appreciate you, Jeff, from the hood, it says. H. Hall says, sad I didn't see Kate while I was there to tell you how good you are on these shows. Sean, meh.
Well, you know. Dude. Sean's like over 8 feet tall. You don't want to start talking about him.
Stellar Justin Lopez, I hung out with him before the show. He said, I just love watching FTR work. They had so many old school tag team spots in that match. It might have been my second favorite match behind KO and Daniel Bryan. Oh, it was so good. I just love good, solid tag team wrestling. That's what I'm here for. It's an attraction, and that's what you should treat it as. ShotKid29 says, any update on Lee Moriarty in AEW? Is he signed with another promotion or is he just honoring dates? He is not signed with another promotion. He is working MLW. I reached out to MLW. They just said AEW is very easy to work with on that. So there you go. Charlie Davis says, love you guys. I got a question. Seems like there's more unrest in Bullet Club Japan. Do you think there's enough connective tissue for the Elite Bullet Club versus Bullet Club to prosper anymore? Yes, I think all those people are very smart and they know exactly what they're doing as well. And they have been working all along. What are your thoughts on that, Kate? Do you think there was some shoot feelings there?
No, I think it's all work. And I think it's really good to do stuff like that when you've run into as many issues as New Japan has with intertalent and with COVID. So, yeah, I think we're eventually going to get some sort of Bullet Club versus Elite War Games, Blood and Guts, something. So dissension within things is always compelling ways to navigate that. But yeah.
Cello Justin Lopez also says, I didn't get back home to Brooklyn until 2:30 a.m., but I was still on a high from the show. Had to rewatch Omega, Brian back immediately. So effing good. It was amazing.
I can't wait to watch it on TV because it was unbelievable live, but I can't wait to see. You could even see like Brian's facial expression, just so many things right as a pro wrestler. It's so beautiful to watch.
Matthew says Brandy did come out of the heel tunnel. Yep, she's got to know she's a heel too. And she's a very good part of that act. Ryan says, do you have any idea what's going on with Scarlett? Seems fairly obvious they aren't putting her back with Cross. She's talented. I hope they use her. Well, she's engaged now. Congrats to them. But no, I've heard that, well, I don't want to say, but I mean, I heard that she might not be cleared and hasn't been for a while, but I haven't confirmed that. So I don't want anybody to report that.
I have a shoot question because I don't actually know this. If you're not cleared, can you still valet?
So it depends, which I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what like they want her to do. I don't know if they want her to valet. But sure. It really depends on, I mean, they had Paige valet when she wasn't cleared. So yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, and for those of you who have only seen her valet, she can work. Like she was on the end doing her own thing. She's able to work. So
our friend I Am a Lucha says Omega, Danielson, Sting, Darby, and FTR. Man, that show was the top three I've ever seen. And that's with the ROH New Japan Supercard and all the Brooklyn takeovers. That said, concessions were BS. Cody getting booed should resonate. Love you too. AEW, after me attending numerous shows live, probably about a dozen AEW shows live now, they need to coordinate with the venues better to open up more concessions. They're like before the show, the concessions are always insufferable. There are always dozens, if not hundreds of people missing the start of the show. I don't know if the arenas just assume there's not going to be a good house. I don't know how that works. I'm out of that. I would love to talk to somebody. I know I've got to have somebody that works at a venue, works in concessions. Explain to me why this happens. But you go to something that draws less and there won't be concession issues there. There are tennis shows that draw less and the concessions aren't an issue there. But
well, and it wasn't just an Arthur Ashe thing. This happened to me in Newark the week before. Yeah. So a lot of people were like, oh, they were ill-prepared. I was like, well, then they're ill-prepared everywhere, it seems like, because it's a persistent issue.
Guys, reminder, get your super chats in live. This is ad-free thanks to our friend Destiny FOMO. You can check out her stuff right up there, twitter.com/DestinyFOMO. Charlie Davis says, Kenny seems to be running back his greatest hits in AEW. First, the New Japan feel of Christian and Kenny pulling from Wrestle Kingdom 11 and the draw like Dominion. I don't know if it's as much of a tribute act as like it's creating something new. I'm not getting that vibe. But yeah, I do feel, I see your point, but I don't know if that's the case. And Ian says, big swerve for Hunter or Cody. Bernard, the business bear, comes down to save him from a beatdown, and that gets Cody's heel turn. That would be a deep cut.
That would.
But I'll hit you guys with a deeper cut. JJ says, Jeremy Lambert is the GOAT. Hashtag tree sperm. Well, we have to talk about this. I don't want to misrepresent what Brian Danielson said. So I'm just going to go ahead and read the quote directly for you guys. On Barstool's The Yak, Brian Danielson gave his thoughts on apples. He said, quote, as I tend towards a vegan diet, people say all sorts of things about a vegan diet. I find it really fascinating. Nobody brings this up. If you eat an apple, people say, oh, you kill plants. No, I don't really kill plants. When I eat an apple, the tree doesn't die. Essentially, I'm eating the tree's sperm. I'm eating the sperm. It's tree semen. That's how they reproduce other trees. Most fruits are semen. Real fruits are semen because they contain the seed inside of them. In theory, that has to be planted into the ground or for another tree to grow. Quote.
Treeman.
What were your thoughts when you saw this headline besides that's Jeremy Lambert's work?
No, that was the most important part was that Jeremy Lambert is the best at this. My immediate thought was, wow, they did their job. Cause I want to go back and listen to this interview because I want to know how they started just talking about apples in the first place. Like, how did we get to this point? Like, what was the road to get to tree semen? How, why?
Yeah.
It's pretty much
Wow. Well, I don't have a lot more to add to this.
I mean, it seems this is right.
The people that I speak with claim that pollen should be the semen, should be classified as the semen. But that makes I get what he means.
Yeah, he's not killing the tree by eating the egg.
Yeah, because you can't say, well, it's the children of the tree, because it's not, that's not the living aspect of it. It's not, yeah, I get what he means. But I just want to put that on everybody's radar.
It's really important.
Alex, Queen of the Ring, our good friend, says, an MSG once told me they give you H2O cups because they don't want you to throw bottles or caps at the show. Starts riots with sports fans. Well, I think they should get over it. Because, man, is that a pain in the ass. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hi, SRS, new king of the scoop. Can you clear up what happened during the Alexa Charlotte segment on Raw? I don't believe it myself. I'll just say I did not hear the same thing that other people heard about Mass leaving in the middle of the show. I got no reports of that whatsoever. I'm not saying that their report is correct or incorrect. I just haven't heard that. I just haven't heard it. J. Shell Nicole says, thoughts of putting Britt and Adam together? I think they'll keep alluding to it, Kate. I like what they do. Like, Ruby drops it in a promo, but Britt's not ashamed of it. She's like, yeah, so? And Adam Cole will reference it to Tony Schiavone. I like it. Like, we know it. They acknowledge it. They don't treat us like we're stupid. Everybody knows the deal. But Britt is not getting Adam Cole Bebe chance. Adam Cole is not getting DMD chance. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, that's as far as I wanted to go. I don't want a stupid mixed tag angle. I don't want anything like that, particularly because by nature of things, that seems like it would go toward the Adam Cole's girlfriend thing. And she's the one that's been there and she's the one that's champion. So yes. I feel like, and I just also hate that of like, oh, well, they're dating. So that means we have to put them in a mixed tag together. That makes me want to barf because she's wildly successful on her own. So I'm not for that.
At the same time, if they can get CM Punk and AJ Lee against Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Adam Cole, I would very much love that just for the promos. Like, I think it would be as possible as Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, walking up to CM Punk on screen and saying, well, it's good that one of you finally started to come to work. Like, and you might be able to pull that out, because I know that Punk has said, no, she's injured. You can't ever, like, it won't happen. I heard the same thing about Daniel Bryan. I heard the same thing about Edge. I heard the same thing about Christian. I've heard the same thing about Paige, and she's going to try to come back. TJ Wilson trains all the time. I've heard it before.
Yeah, and I would be interested in that, because I would also just be interested in those as individual things as well. Like, I'd be very interested in AJ versus Britt in a vacuum and CM Punk versus Cole in a vacuum. So putting that together doesn't feel like forced or weird. So I would be fine with that. But I would rather also just see, I would rather see those as individual feuds, to be honest.
H. Hollis says, as a person who started to watch wrestling in 2015 and has a father who's 63, watching Sting work is incredible. That is a great experience to share too. Cause I mean, if your dad was in his 20s or 30s watching Sting wrestle, if he's a wrestling fan. And this was a subject that was coming up anyway, but ShotKid29 says, who would you guys like to see in the finals of the first Owen Hart Cup? My personal wish is Brian Pillman Jr. versus Kevin Steen. Yes. I hope that after that they call him Kevin, Owens Cup winner.
Oh, yep. Yep, I'll take that.
Everybody knows his name is Steen, so they can rock with that. But it was announced that AEW had reached a deal with the Owen Hart Foundation to work him into figures, I'm sure video games, stuff like that. They're going to have quite the roster for video games with Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Taz, Chavo Guerrero, Sting. Like, they're going to have a great Legends roster. I was very happy to see this. It is very obvious. Martha Hart does not want to do business with WWE, but it seems she's okay with doing business with AEW. And you know what? If we get to expose a whole new generation of fans to Owen Hart, that's a positive to me.
I couldn't agree more. And a lot of people forget that Brett introduced the title and MJF cut that incredible promo on him. Like, this is not the first connection between the Hart family and AEW. And obviously Jericho was so heavily involved in Dark Side too. Yes. And a lot of people, it seems like, on the AEW side and in some aspect have been. So I'm sure there's been communication that has been bridged through those things. So I think it's great. Owen Hart is one of the obviously most tragic, but like for as short of a career as he had, like incredible bodies of work. It even being that short is just, he's incredible to go back and watch matches of. So yes, please, please help younger fans become students of this, because it's the most rewarding thing ever.
I think there are a lot of people that they could run with on here. I think a lot of people draw the direct line to Brian Pillman Jr. maybe too much. It's like you can't always have him do all of that stuff that is connected to all that. And also, I don't know that Brian Pillman Jr. spent any significant time around Owen Hart. Brian Pillman Jr. was like, I think, 3 or 4 when Owen passed away. And I don't know if there's a direct connection there outside of his dad was in the Hart Foundation. And Brian Pillman and Owen Hart spent a lot of time together. I think there's a lot of different things you can do with it. And a lot of people will want to, would find it an honor to even participate in something like that. But I just love that they made the deal happen.
Yeah.
It made me very happy that they could work that out.
Yeah, guys, to your point, one thing I really like with Pillman is that he's not like a diet loose cannon gimmick. Like he's his own person. So I feel like nods are obviously a really wonderful thing, but I don't think he has to like win this just because of that. Like I like that he's his own individual in wrestling.
J. Chell Nicole says, I would die if AJ come back. Literal death, no lie. I mean, at the very least, she could cut some promos, and that could be very, very entertaining. Well, these Bryan Danielson interviews have been very entertaining, but he did a great farewell to WWE in the Players Tribune, and he had very nice things to say about Vince McMahon, like, and has ever since. So there are, I don't know Vince McMahon personally, but there were a lot of things that had been said between Bryan Danielson about Vince McMahon. One of the things were, I wish the world could see you like I see you. Like he has said that Vince McMahon protects him and is very like fatherly in that sense. It is good, I think, that people are seeing that a lot of these wrestlers who are internet darlings, and even he was kept on the shelf for years. I think the Vince McMahon has lost it creatively. I don't think that's ever coming back, but it is good to see, like, there is a reason why some of these people have loyalty towards Vince McMahon.
Yeah, and it's weird that people get mad when they hear that there's, like, good things about working at WWE. Yes. People really need to set that aside. Sasha Banks is always doing that, like,
yes,
just tweeting out, like, thanks Vince McMahon or whatever. Like, I agree with you on creative, that it's not great, and I don't think he's savvy enough to get it back. I think it would be like if anybody in their like 70s and 80s were writing wrestling. But I think it's great that there are people who view him very positively. I don't think CM Punk does. Everybody has their own experiences, right? So it's good that a lot of people have positive experiences with him. It sucks that a lot of people have negative experiences with him. But the fact that there's people actively rooting against that is weird, and they need to stop.
I think that the Fox piece that I'm going to release today, FightfulSelect.com this afternoon, is going to change, or hopefully it will, the perception of a lot of this stuff. Like when I started this piece, there were a lot of people that were just like telling me, oh, why even ask? They got their money. They don't care. They do. Vince has had very extended meetings with people of influence in Fox. There have been shows that, quite frankly, There was a Raw scheduled that Vince personally canceled because he's like, no, Fox should get this show. Fox deserves this show because of location and all that. I'll break that news on Fightful Select this afternoon as well. There are some things from a business sense that you hear about him doing or that I've heard about him doing that will be in that story. And you're like, okay, he still got it from a sense there. And one of the talking points for today I have felt like over the last 2 weeks since MSG, I don't know if it's a kick in the ass from AEW. I don't know if it's a kick in the ass from the networks. I don't know what it is. There has been more of an effort the last 2 weeks. MSG, Big E winning the title, NXT 2.0, putting Braun Breaker on my TV screen for literally any reason. The overhaul there. Raw, I thought, was good this week. I really liked Raw this week. They're building towards Brock and Roman Reigns for a Saudi show, which, okay. But still, compared to the last year and a half, quite frankly, compared to the last 2 years, I feel like there is a marked effort because I haven't remembered a two-week period of late where I've enjoyed so much stuff on the television shows that I have the past 2 weeks. Have you been seeing that as well? And what do you think that kick in the ass was?
I think it was, a lot of people think it's All Out. I think it was more of a response that Dynamite beat them in the demo. I think that is a little bit alarming because TV will now be pissed. So yes. I think you don't want to annoy the networks, but I agree with you. There's definitely been more of an effort to give people what they want, which is not hard because they're very vocal in letting you do that. I couldn't like wrap my head around the fact that like now you do have live crowds, so give it to us. But I think it was a response to that, and I think it's a very good thing. And I think people love to forget how many stakeholders there are in WWE. Like, they're a public company, they have so much content that they're putting out, and they have so many things you don't think about of like brands that are getting included in segments. Like, from top to bottom, it is a completely different animal than any other wrestling promotion out there. So it's not my favorite still, but it does seem like they're trying to at least renew creative efforts in some way.
So I didn't get to do a prediction show this week because I was there in New York. And also I was there at LaGuardia for like ever.
10 hours.
So we're going to make some quick predictions right now. We got Liv Morgan versus Carmella. To me, this is a slam dunk. Liv Morgan's winning this match.
Yeah, I would hope so.
We have the Usos against the Street Profits. It feels like they've wrestled 232 times. Mm-hmm. But they could have wrestled once, and it would already just feel like 232 times. I know the match is going to be good. I think the Usos are going to retain here. I think that optic of the title belts is important, and I think they'll probably get split up, these two teams, in the draft coming up.
I think so, too. And I think you just, when you have a stable that's supposed to be as dominant as the Bloodline, you want everybody in there to have titles, if that makes sense creatively. And I don't think the Street Profits need it. Everybody loves them. They'll get the titles at their time.
Roman Reigns against Finn Balor, the demon for the Universal title. This is an Extreme Rules match. To me, you roll with the hot hand until the hot hand isn't hot anymore, and then go with him. Everybody always says, who should beat Roman? Who should beat Roman? And my answer is that person does not exist yet. That person is not popped up yet. You rock with him. You tried to coronate him for 5 years. Now you have. He's there. This is what you always wanted. So I say keep going with him. What do you think?
I think so. And my dream that I don't think will happen would be like that it's Cesaro at a pay-per-view that's more important than Extreme Rules at Rumble or at Mania or something. But yeah, I think you stick with Roman now, though I would love to see Finn as champion.
Well, technically, this isn't the only Extreme Rules match, because you got Damian Priest, Jeff Hardy, and Sheamus. That will be no DQ because it's a triple threat match. Damian Priest has already beat both of these guys, and he's going to beat both of these guys again, I think. But I'm glad they added Jeff Hardy because this emanated from an open challenge. I don't care if somebody's on a winning streak if they get an open challenge, and that's what happened. And also, Jeff Hardy threw piss in Sheamus's face like a year ago, so of course they want to fight each other. But Damian Priest, I think, is winning this. How do you have it going?
He better, or I'm going to be real mad. I hate agreeing with people on prediction shows because it makes you seem like such a, like, I'll just go along with them thing. But no, like, if Damian Priest doesn't win this, I will riot.
Well, the two women's championship matches are the ones with the results in the air the most for me. Yeah. Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss. Charlotte is champion. Alexa is somebody that WWE likes an awful lot. For this gimmick, for whatever she does. I'm excited for this match in the ring because Alexa Bliss has been very aggressive in the ring this year since taking over that gimmick. How do you see this one going?
I'm actually going to say that Alexa wins. I think this might be their way out of the gimmick at some point with the title. I don't think they, and she's selling merch like crazy, stupid as it is. So I think Charlotte, they just want her to get to the record. So they're going to, they don't need her to have long title reigns. So I'm going to say Alexa, and I think this is how eventually we break the spell with her, is that she's a champion now.
And then we have Bianca. Actually making my prediction.
Yeah.
I think Alexa wins. Oh my gosh. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, SmackDown Women's title. This is one I'm very intrigued by because Bianca could win and Becky Lynch could get really boo-boo faced about it and pissy about it. And I've heard that their live event matches have been bangers. So I'm so excited for this. But I don't know if anybody has watched Heels, but they basically ran the storyline from Heels where one person loses really quick, but it didn't necessarily get the reaction they intended, I don't think. I don't think this has worked the way that they really believe it would, and I don't know why. I don't know why WWE was like, you know what, we're dog shit at making baby faces, so let's take our biggest one and make her a heel. And I knew, I had this feeling when somebody said, oh, Becky's coming back to SmackDown, like months and months ago. I was like, that ain't good. That ain't good. Because they won't know what to do with her there. At least on Raw, she could run roughshod. How do you see this one going?
I think Becky retains and Sasha comes back. Sasha will eventually dethrone Becky and we'll get Bianca and Sasha again. That's what I'm hoping for.
Extreme Rules on Sunday. Denise will be joining me for the post show. Throwback sends a big
you
super
chat. You make your prediction.
Oh, I didn't make my prediction?
Yeah.
I predict that both wrestlers will have fun.
Oh, you.
I think Bianca wins.
All right.
Throwback says, this is a treat this week, and wrestling has been fun and interesting. When AEW come to Boston, don't be shocked if they do a Salem Witch Trial match to tie in to the Halloween thing. Perception is key when it comes to Vince. Danielson Day is interesting. My mom and wife are going to Salem in October. They are so basic. Of course they are. But Throwback, thank you so much for the super chat. And thank you for the Reds jersey you sent me for my birthday. That was super awesome. I really appreciate that. But yeah, that would be... I mean, that seems like something WWE would do. The Salem Witch Trials match. That seems, yeah, it seems like something they'd rock with. Van Twinblade says, how amazing was John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt versus John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt live? It was amazing.
It was. That spot with John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt in the corner when he did that thing to John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Wow.
And you always knew that John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt could bring that out of John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Like, you always knew it. Like,
I think this heel version of John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt and, like, this returning John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, it just, like, it's a dream match between Jingleheimer Schmidt and Jingleheimer Schmidt. Like,
yeah,
just, we've been waiting for it.
Josh says, so the woke wrestler thing didn't work. I'm shocked. I don't have a goddamn clue what you're talking about, buddy.
He's talking about NXT 2.0, where Joe Gacy was given a woke wrestler thing. Feel free to go back and watch Alex and I lose our ever.
Oh, boy. I have not watched NXT yet. I'm watching it today.
Deathmatch wrestler Joe Gacy talking about microaggressions as a heel was a choice.
No. Throwback says, as much as ratings don't matter, they kind of do in some way. WWE making changes shows they pay attention. Let me tell you, that conversation or that article I'm posting today, it'll have a lot on that. They care. Everybody cares. Mr. CJ Lilly says, SRS, do you think the way or do you think with the Charlotte Alexa segment, the way that Charlotte buried Alexa's character, they'll transition to Alexa to her next thing? I think they should. They should. Like, stop having her. I thought they were trying to take the yes chance as well when they were going yes, no, yes, no. Don't have her do that. She's too talented. She doesn't need somebody else's shit. LV player Cliff says, Sean, the Forbidden Door opening has been great, but how much do you think this was influenced by AWTK seeing Andrew Yang's focus on independent contractors and not wanting that crosshair? Jack shit. I don't get into politics here. I don't have any feelings about Andrew Yang politically, positive or negatively, but Andrew Yang has been the politician who's cried wolf so many times about this. I'll believe it when I see it. And let me tell you, I got to put Jeremy Lambert on for smartening me up to this, because after his like 50th Andrew Yang is going after WDB article, he is like, I'm so sick of hearing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll believe it when I see it. J-Blood.
And like, let's also keep in mind, there's been attempts to do that before.
Yes.
So like, very possible he wants to and doesn't get anywhere.
And I mean, there have been people that have challenged WDB and Impact on a lot of that stuff. Impact released all their IPs when Matt Hardy was going after him. EC3 got to register his own, like trademark his own name because of that. Daphne went after them for workers' comp. I think Alberto Del Rio got out of his no compete. Brock Lesnar got out of his no compete. There were a lot of situations where WWE they got. Sorry,
the
go ahead.
The development of the you can't make money off of third-party platforms is an interesting new one. That if they got challenged for that, I don't think they would have a choice because that's egregious.
We would not have a leg to stand on. Jay Blood says, Road to Tree Seaman is going to be a really interesting piece on AEW's YouTube page. You guys still have time to get those super chats in. Van Twin Blade says, thank you for the bit. Hannah M says, that would be how WWE gets Alexa
out of her
witch trials, man.
Oh, crap. She figured it out.
Oh, man. Ian Hunter says, thoughts on Josh versus Christian and Josh's future? I'm trying to find out his contract status, but that is a match that I am supremely excited for. Yeah. I think Josh Alexander is one of the best workers in the world right now. Christian is a machine. Like, he is what... like. I look at him, I'm like, man, maybe getting old isn't so...
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bad. I want Christian Cage cardio. That's what I want. I want to be able to go like Christian Cage at anything. I don't care if it's like just watering plants for 30 minutes straight. I want that cardio. That's what I need. But I'm so excited for that match. Does that pique your interest at all?
So much. And I think it's so much healthier for Impact to have the title on Christian than Kenny. I think it was the absolute right call. And I think that match is going to be great. And I got to say, I was nervous when they split the North up for both of them, and they both succeeded so well. I really, really, really like Josh Alexander.
And they can go back to it because they didn't have like a violent split, which is
good. Yeah, it just fizzled, yeah.
Mr. CJ Lilly says, the idea of Alexa using Lilly as a cry for help since her concussions and with the title, perhaps glow of the title, reminds her of how good she is and fixes her. I don't think they'll bring concussions into it. I don't think they'll do that at all. Some stupid punk says, oh, snaps, it's SRS and Kate. I had a whole bit to try to pop Jimmy Van, but I guess that's on hold. In the meantime, just take my money, you legends. Well, thank you all so much. You all have supported us so much at 1 p.m. on a Friday. I just found out like an hour before this, Jimmy couldn't do the show. So
there you go. Thank you.
Throwback says, do you see Edge versus Seth happening this weekend? If so, who do you have? Do you see Omega Danielson set up two feuds? Danielson versus Paige, Cole versus Omega. Could that be at Full Gear? AEW is very good at this, Kate, setting up multiple feuds at the same time. I think what they should do is set up Omega and Paige. Paige should win the title, and then they go back to Omega Danielson, where there is no title, because Danielson doesn't want to jump the line. He's okay with doing things the right way there. That's why this wasn't a title match. But do I see Edge, Seth happening this weekend? No, I think it'll happen in Saudi. What do you think about all this? I almost called you Denise. Oh my gosh. Short legend.
What do you think about this? I think that's headed to Saudi Arabia too. I wish we didn't have to have a third. I think it's been so cool with the two, but they're going to run it back. That'll probably happen in Saudi Arabia. I think you're going to see Danielson have to go through Cole again at some point to get to a title match with Kenny. But they are incredible at setting up multiple feuds at the same time. I don't know what this like faction is. I don't think you need to name it, but this like Jungle Boy, Daniel Bryan, Christian situation is really cool. And I'm fine with them burning it in this way where you can have individual feuds stem from groups of people. It's the biggest benefit you can have to stable. So I'll take it.
Michael Branson says Christian Cage cardio plus DDP yoga. You're getting back on that. My neck's killing me. Guys, just so you know, we'll be wrapping up the show here in a minute, but we're going to be doing the list and Not Your Boy Goes On over at FightfulSelect.com. I was going to talk about Chris Kanyon on this show. I'm going to talk about him over there. We'll talk a little bit about New York. Dr. Six Fingers Esquire says, any word on Deeb's injury and return? Thinking she's the perfect heel challenger for DMD with the only, you're only the face of the division because I let you promo. I got to hear her cut a promo first. I haven't heard her cut a promo, but I know the knee injury took her out a lot longer than she expected. She came back briefly, but it was tough on her. I'm going to work to find out more on that. Ian says, I trained with Ethan and Josh since day one in Hamilton. Seeing how far they both come is outstanding. Both amazing guys who really deserve it. Yes, they are. They're both wonderful people, which I think a lot of professionally and personally. Alan says, love this 2.0 version of Listen to Girl. Keep up the good work.
This should have been all different colors right here.
Yes. Yes, it should. I didn't have time to add colors. I just had time to
spend hours on this.
Oh, yeah. Brandon says, I figured Alexa would face Scarlett in the first Salem Witch match, throwing fireballs at each other. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, what? My favorite super chat of the day. Hope I'm saying your name right. Shariah Pender says, sending his errand to Sean at Dynamite. He was very nice about not making me feel like a complete dork for shouting his name out to him like we're old pals. Thanks for stopping to say hi. So she sees me and she goes, Sean! And she goes, wait a second, you don't know me. And I was like, hey, hold on. This is how I come to know people.
Yeah.
They stop me and they say, Sean. And I go, hey, nice to meet you. That made my day. That popped me. I laughed. I loved it. Thank you. It was awesome to meet you. And yeah, don't hesitate to say hi to me. That's part of it. We love to meet you guys.
If you have the awareness to think you might have been weird, you are not the weirdest person at the wrestling show.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yes. Sawyer says, congrats, Brian Danielson, on his first 5-star match. Bright kid, a bright future in that kid's future. Yes, there you go. Gerard Ryan says, any update on the big new distribution deal coming soon for Impact Wrestling? No, and even though it's under new ownership, this is still the company that had an announcement for a huge announcement, and the huge announcement was, we are thrilled to announce Sony 6 in India. Like anybody in America gave a damn about it. So
huge announcement.
That was the Dixie era. And Tyler wraps us up and says, does Danielson look like a chump for not beating Kenny in 30 minutes non-title match when Christian beat him in a title for less than 20? No, we call that MMA math in MMA. Just because this person beats this person or this person beat this person this way does not mean anything at all. There you go. And Throwback says, funny how I say Salem Witch trials and things go nuts. This time of the year is fun and mystical. So it'd be the perfect for Alexa or even Bray to do something with a promotion. I don't think Bray should lean into all that. And Pugzilla, let it go. No, it was a shitty announcement. So
correct. Accurate.
You blocked. You blocked. You let it go.
The list and you blocked.
Kate, tell the people where they can find you. I actually just do this and they'll be able to find
you. Yeah, there you go. You can find me at Kate on Deck IC on Twitter. You can find me every Tuesday being sour with Alex on Sour Graps. You can find me tonight with Sean reviewing Rampage, which we were at.
Yes.
And SmackDown immediately after the show.
We'll hang out again
later.
Yeah, we'll abbreviate some of our thoughts tonight as we have 4 hours to cover. My face is going to be in front of a screen for like another 12 hours today. Looking forward to it. Q&A.
Better than on a tarmac for 10, buddy. I don't know.
Yep, you're right. We'll talk about my travel woes. We'll talk about Chris Kanyon over on Fightful Select in minutes. Got that big Fox WWE story dropping today. And you know what? I'm going to drop one about the USA relationship next week, and then one with the streaming platforms the week after. So Fightful Select bringing you some goods. Thank you guys so much. We're out. Follow twitter.com/DestinyFOMO.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.